Good morning, thanks for tuning in and welcome to the final trading day of the week and indeed of the month. And it looks like we're going to get off to a pretty decent start this morning. The futures are telling us that we'll be up by about a half of 1% as far as the ASX 200 is concerned. So in monthly terms, we're down by around 1.9%. An improvement of a half of 1% will certainly be encouraging in terms of minimizing that deficit to a degree. And the improvement will come at the hands of what has been another constructive session as far as Northern Hemisphere markets have been concerned. On both sides of the Atlantic, we saw encouraging gains for stocks. The main themes in US trade were, I suppose, similar but not the same as what we saw last night. To the extent that technology stocks were the ones that were leading the improvement. So that's why you had the NASDAQ up by 0.75%, the broader market, the S&P 500, up 0.6%, and the Dow Jones up by around 0.4%. Interesting to note in terms of the monthly performances for the indices, it highlights the extent to which tech has outperformed. In monthly terms, the NASDAQ is up by 4.8% with a session to go, and the S&P 500 by comparison is up by 2%. The Dow Jones, a noted laggard, up by around 0.6%. And again, that comes through the underperformance that we've seen where financial stocks are concerned. So what's been weighing on the Dow is the near 10% losses that we've seen for stocks like JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs. So elsewhere, the materials side of things is a feature. Commodity facing stocks have tended to do a little bit better over the course of the last couple of days. That was reflected once again last night. Energy consolidating on the recent improvement that we have seen where oil prices were concerned, helped overnight by a softening of the US dollar. So that has been a factor. So when you look at the performance of the US market last night, as I said, you can kind of split it into two parts. On the one hand, you had that continued improvement where chip makers were concerned last night. So there was a bit of a tailwind for stocks like Applied Materials and Advanced Micro Devices. The underperformance of financials, notwithstanding the fact that it's just become a norm that these financial stocks jump around a bit. Last night, we saw a continuation of a discussion in political circles about the possibility of applying a levy on financial institutions to recoup the costs of the recent bank bailouts. And what that looked like was causing some concern for the bigger lenders, I suppose, the potential for that levy to be applied to them. So that's why you saw the underperformance of names like Wells Fargo and Bank of America. Elsewhere, just at the margins of the discussion, worth pointing out that mortgages, 30-year mortgages, have fallen to their lowest level in around 6.5 weeks in the last month. That was according to a survey from Freddie Mac, the loan originator in the United States. Those sorts of things do tend to have quite an impact, you know, particularly on the consumer-facing side of things. So worth just keeping an eye out on that trend in the bigger picture. Once again, US interest rate markets were very well behaved under the circumstances. 2- and 10-year government bonds barely moved in the context of what we have seen in recent times. So that has been a feature of recent sessions. Whether or not it continues tonight is another question altogether, because we've got some important inflation figures to look at. So in terms of what we saw in Europe, now there was an interesting session for the fact that we saw some much better than expected inflation numbers, and highlighted by the harmonized inflation numbers across the Eurozone. Inflation in the last month fell from 9.3% to 7.8% where the Eurozone figure was concerned. So that is a substantial pullback. However, it was not as good as what the markets had hoped for. I mean, it was kind of nitpicking a little bit. German inflation fell substantially as well, from 8.7% to 7.4%, a little bit higher than what the market had been expected, but the degree to which the arrow is pointing down, quite encouraging. But nonetheless, we just saw a bit of a move higher as far as German bond yields were concerned. So it's just a question of whether or not that continues to be the case. They were up anywhere between 9 and 5 basis points. Again, at the margins compared to what we've seen recently, but still something to point out. Indices across Europe did well last night. The Spanish market up 1.5%, the German market up 1.3%. We saw the FTSE up by around 0.75%, the French market up by 1%, the German DAX up by 1.3%. And the stocks banking index was up quite nicely as well, up by around 1.8%. Another story in European trade, you saw a massive move higher for H&M, the Swedish fashion label, up by 18% thereabouts. They were expected to post a loss in the last quarter. They came out with a nice profit, and that was the catalyst for that surge higher in their shares. So as I alluded to a moment ago, there was a softening of the US dollar overnight. So that has been a factor pushing the Aussie dollar higher, but it's also been supportive as far as commodity prices have been concerned. So that's why you've seen that continued consolidation where oil prices were concerned. They're up by about another 1.5% last night. Gold prices were up by around 0.75%. So they're holding up quite nicely under the circumstances. So at the margins, that's going to be a support as far as local material stocks are concerned. Looking ahead today, one of the features in local trade today will be the release of private sector credit figures. So obviously the demand for credit under these circumstances will be looked at quite closely. Further afield, we've got Chinese manufacturing figures to look at today. They will be obviously quite important, and arguably the marquee event of the week comes in the form of US economic figures tonight. They are tied to what US workers earned and spent over the course of the last month, but within that is the Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation. This will be instrumental in seeing whether or not those bonds keep behaving, but whether or not we get some more clarity on what the US Federal Reserve might do where their next interest rate decision is concerned. A benign number could potentially see them on hold. Less likely, but nonetheless, it's going to be one of the most important data points of the week. Have a great weekend, and thanks for tuning in this week.